Let's start with a question for you to consider. Why should leaders be self-aware? My wife demanded that there's a picture of a kitten in this course somewhere, so here it is. But seriously, why do you think it's important for us as leaders to know what we are good at? Why do we also need to understand the things we aren't so good at, where we might need some help from the people around us? This is a great time to pause the video and write down a couple of thoughts that come to mind. For me, a key part of being a great leader is being able to understand the people around you, what motivates them, what talents they have, and what skills they possess or need to acquire. But if I don't understand myself as a leader, how will I ever be able to understand the people around me? By knowing my own strengths and weaknesses, it gives me a language to use when I look at the individuals who make up my team. This then helps me to assign the right task to the right person and make sure I am playing to my team's strengths and compensating for our weaknesses. Understanding ourselves to understand others is absolutely critical to being a great leader. Another important point is that as leaders, we are role models for those following us. This might be something you said in the mini course when we looked at what is a leader. If I'm fully aware of my own strengths and confident in speaking about them, it sets an expectation that everyone else will be as well. And if I am comfortable talking about the areas I need help, it gives permission for other people to admit when they need support as well. But if as a leader I'm not self-aware, I can't expect anyone else to be either. A final point is that leaders aren't great at absolutely everything, so we need to know when to ask for help. In that traditional perspective of leadership we explored in the mini course, the leader is perfect, flawless, and everything they do is right. But I'm sure we've all been in situations when something a leader has decided to do hasn't worked out for the best. We need to accept that all of us have areas we need to work on and get support with, and that doesn't change with a new job title or greater life experience. Actually, I've learned the best thing you can sometimes say as a leader is, "I don't know." This helps people to realise you are human too, and you don't have all the answers to everything. It can help break a dependency and empower them to influence you and make decisions for themselves. Let's model a different style of leadership, where we aren't afraid to ask for help when we need it. It's much better for us and the people we are leading that way. We will also be much more efficient and deliver better results if we aren't trying to do everything ourselves. We now know why leaders need to be self-aware. In the next video, we will move on to look at a really helpful tool around self-awareness called the Johari Window. See you there.